Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain.
Hey everyone! Welcome in Daytime After Dark. This is Carly on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And it's Friday. It's finally Friday. Yay! I don't know why I'm saying that because we've been doing this staying home. But, I don't mind that. I mean, I do. I don't because I miss the malls. I miss the mall. I miss Target. I really miss Target. I'm waiting for all guests to arrive. Renee Lawless, she's been on the Have and Have Not. Also, Anne Christy. Bad Frank and Bruno. And so, yeah, we are welcoming her tonight for the first time on also. And it's going to be a really good interview. Yeah, it's going to be a really good interview. And also, remember, wash your hands. Stop holding toilet paper, people. Other people need toilet paper. And what else do I have to say? The press conference today is done with watching. It was more like a clown show. And, you know, the clown called a person a bad reporter for asking if the country has the right to be scared. Really? That was an inappropriate question. I would like to really there's things I would like to say to you, clown, because you are bringing this country down. And you are calling it the China virus or whatever. You got to stop this. And you got to stop blaming the Democrats on every little thing. It's stupid. And you are a moron. And I cannot wait for Biden to come on, to be president. And also, I'm going to bring on Maggie because talking to yourself is not fun. Hey.
Hi, everybody. How's it out there? Are you staying healthy and staying home or as much as possible? Tonight, Renee from one of my favorite shows, Haves and Have Nots. I love it. She's the kind of lady you love to hate. She really is something else. And I'm so thrilled that David got her to say yes.
Well, yeah. And anything that makes Maggie happy, I will do in life. And this, if anyone hasn't got the memo, the only one I listen to is you. Isn't that correct?
That's true. I try. I try my best.
Yep.
I tend to get words out of your
mouth.
You
tell me to do something.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me to do something I don't want to do, and what happens? I do it.
Yeah.
You know. So we can bring the boys on, but boys, do not overtalk tonight. Not overtalk. Do not talk over each other, because you're going to give me a headache when you do that. Because we got to talk in order, right, Maggie?
Yes, please. then everybody can talk because we all take turns one at a time.
Exactly. Bobby and
hey, Bobby.
David, you guys are on.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Doug?
Hey.
How's North Carolina going?
How about David?
Oh, Bobby, Maggie, Carly.
Hey.
Hi,
David.
I'm expecting the other David to show up since he popped up last night, but I guess he's busy tonight or unable to do the interview. But if he's listening, please call in or call in when we have another show because it was very fun last night for on talking to you.
Excuse
me. I'm trying to keep a voice.
Oh, Mickey. What was I going to say? And you know, I just want to say that Chicago, Megan, you said Chicago is on lockdown now.
Yeah.
Okay. Chicago is on a lockdown for how long?
Well, Illinois has highly suggested that we just go out for groceries, pharmacy, gas, necessities. Because I found out earlier that it is hitting men more so now than women. And we do believe in their 30s it could even hit them.
Yeah, I mean, this virus is could get anyone. I'm sorry to say is this not for the old people out there, you know, but if you you shouldn't really be around old people a lot. Not that it's, well, it's dangerous, but is this better to keep them healthy?
Please.
That's true.
And if you have to be around some older person, just stay 5 feet apart. Maybe with grandma, can I be 25 feet apart?
No.
I knew you were going to say that. And Percy Addo,
yes,
I just wanted people to know that King County is letting people take the bus, besides saying taking the bus is a bad mistake here, but they are letting people not pay to take the bus until at least Saturday or Sunday. Yeah.
Wow.
Because
really?
People are not riding the bus.
Yeah.
So, and they, they want more riders for the bus, and I hope Renee calls in.
Yeah.
I
know that what they had done at my job, they have just terminated everybody's job temporarily until this settles down. So we all don't have jobs. Hopefully the government will give us the stimulus package and we'll work out with the checks that the government has.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, Bobby. What is the stimulus whatever package? What does that mean, Maggie?
Well,
I don't get the package
that
you're talking about.
Well, the one today with McConnell, and that's $1,200, I believe, is the first payment. And it depends on when adult gets that. But if you have a family, they give so much for each child so they can supplement income.
Okay.
People are out of work right now. Yeah, it's probably because there's an election coming up, and they'd probably be more helpful.
Right.
I just didn't understand, like, would everyone be getting this? Or this,
no,
people with families?
What I read is supposed to be everybody. every adult.
Yeah.
But families would get more, and their children would get more money for their children.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of parents are out of work, and they've got the children home, or they are working, like nurses, doctors, who are really working overboard. Fire department, police, paramedics, they're all super stretched working. And they need somebody at home to take care of the children or child because they're not in school. And they need the money more for, you know, to help them. But I feel really grateful to the whole group of doctors, everybody, the nurses. They're putting themselves on the front line to try to help people. And God bless
So did this come for anyone that's on SSI too, or that's what I don't get? I never understood, you know, of this whole thing, and you know, and I have saw those landlords that say hold your rent. This with my stupid apartment complex is would say that, but no, we can just use our little computers electronically and pay the rent, even though the office is closed and we have no maintenance people only for emergencies. So I just hope nothing happens in my apartment during this crisis. Nothing breaks or anything, or I'm screwed. Plumbing, I really don't have to worry about. In case I cannot get them here, I know the plumber that is really good. My dad's a plumber, so I know he once told me, even though I tried to pay him and dip him once, he wouldn't take it. I was being really cute. And he goes, save your money. This is what parents do. Even when you call me at 2 in the morning with the toilet overflowing, he goes, I saw most people a lot at 2 o'clock in the morning. And Annie Cohen from The Real Housewives, the producer, had the virus. And he has a little cute baby. And I hope the baby is safe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking about.
Right. And you've been following this story, but we can, as much as we hate Nell on General Hospital, we got to just give some shout out to Chloe Lanier, who plays her, because I would say still had the Daytime Emmy this year. She would have gotten another Daytime Emmy for her work. But I just hope that she doesn't have this virus, because she could become the first star to have it. And I hate to just be hoping that Sally on Blowing Beautiful is not a corona victim, because that's the last thing that we need for this virus to cross over into television, particularly into a soap, when it could probably cross over to movies or what you have done in the past, or TV shows, which you have done in the past, in prime time.
Right. Like sports. Basketball, he made the right decision that day for not having the game. But it had already spread. There was other NBA stars that are coming up with having testing positive also. And it just, to me personally, it seemed like when it hit the sports world, it was stand up and listen to it more than it was just regular, ordinary people. You know?
Right. Now, I know Illinois had their primaries the other day, but I was seeing a turnout in the Chicago area, because I was getting a lot of reports through the St. Louis area about the turnout on the Illinois side of the St. Louis metropolitan area than on the Missouri side, as far as their turnout with the voting, despite the fact that people most of them had to stay home or have pre-voted before this whole thing happened.
Exactly. I did vote by mail, and nowadays you don't even have an excuse. You just call up or do it online, and they'll send you the ballot by mail. And I myself, our governor wanted it to go through that day. But a lot of the workers, a lot of the judges are in that age group where they shouldn't really be around people. And I guess they called in too late, and they had to leave the polls open another hour because you could only let so many people in at a time. Myself, I think
already,
primary should have been by mail.
Right. Because already I think Louisiana and Ohio and several other states that were supposed to have primaries in the next few weeks have moved them to close to June, but that, as far as getting the extension of the deadline before the convention, so, and I think that probably might be a good thing. But if I can get back to soap a little bit, I just think the daytime Emmy people did the right thing, and I think in my opinion, if I should email or write to or tweet out to Energy Stars my mock daytime Emmy award or in the various categories that this person should be in because of their success and talent this year, and who would have won, in my opinion, had the award shows been held, even though we would have different opinions. Similar to what I have seen played out on ESPN, on the ESPN website with the NCAA tournament and stuff like that. Just have something similar to this when I tweet out to the Stars or write out to the Stars when they get back into work, as far as who I think should have won the daytime Emmy or whatever.
Well, yeah,
I
wanted to do a shout out really quick to my Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks and TreeRink Field will pay more than $7,000 to part-time employees impacted by events that will be canceled during the ongoing virus. This is several steps the team has taken as Donnie Kong and the Paul Energy Foundation announced Friday to support the energies of the Seahawks and the Portland Trail Blazers. I just want to shout out to I want to shout out to the Seahawks and the Trailblazers and Paul Allen fund for doing the right thing for all people. And once we were finished here, we donated $1 million. So, I think we live in one of the greatest states because when our country's a mess, we have... even though we are not getting cooperation from the administration here, we have Paul Allen's estate stepping up. And we have what's his name? The one with Microsoft, Bill Gates stepping up. So it isn't like we don't have help, but we just don't have help on the side of the government. Because the clown doesn't like Washington.
All 50 states now have it, but it seems like the hardest hit were the east side of the map and the west. California and the states there. It seemed like they really got it the hardest hit. I mean, all the states have it now, but I mean, it just seems like they had the most. And it's great that the team, the people are trying to give money to the guys that, clean up everything and do stuff for them. They don't get a salary if they're not working. So different teams are taking, Stars, they're giving money so that these people can get paid. And it's a time where everybody should be together. And we're all in this. We're all human.
I just got an alert on my phone. Law enforcement and the Red Cross have advising their people going door-to-door, indicating they are authorized to do home testing for the coronavirus. Do not let them in and call the police. Please do not let them in because
I've been getting these telemarketer calls. Because they've been asking for the car dealership. It could be somebody that be wanting to do something like this and might be taking up, might be, mm-hmm. be committing something bad. And I just really just don't want to take no chances of mm-hmm. that happening. I mean, if I'm going to get a test, I'm going to get a test by somebody legit that can help me, not by
exactly.
somebody that claims to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But,
My friend Deborah Brooks, who listens to the show and is a big Carson fan, signed to me because he wanted me to make an announcement on the show for people to know. And I feel like it's our American duty, because we apologize time to, even though, you know, a lot of things have stopped, I don't think all sales would be stopping because people need us. People need us more than ever, especially with me being funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
No, the virus is nothing to talk about at
no.
all.
Right.
I just think that if we got help sooner than we did, this would not have been this bad. You know, my poor 7-year-old niece asked my mom, she goes, "So, this virus thing, how long is this going to last?" And my mom goes, "I don't have an answer for you." And she goes, "But, oh, my, you have an answer for everything." Yeah. And mom goes, "Well, sometimes people do not have... the answers for everything, especially with this. And, you know, kids are not stupid, you guys. They know what's going on. They know
mm-hmm.
what's going on."
Exactly.
And
but I do want to say that I know with the situation in the Seattle area and with the fact that the XFL, both with the Dragons and the other teams in the XFL,
mm-hmm.
have halted their season and postponed the rest of the regular season because of it. And
mm-hmm.
with the opening day for the Seahawks, for the Mariners and the Storm being in question right now as far as that goes, because you got both the Mariners and then you got the soccer team and then you got the WNBA team
Founders.
Playing at that
well,
same time. And,
the thing,
and
Bobby,
the WNBA
may
team
I
and the Mariners
you?
Season might be in
I think the Mariners are doing the same thing, but there hasn't been a press release about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks and the Trailblazers did their press release today. The Mariners
mm-hmm.
and the Seahawks are now owned by the same person. Unlike... the Seahawks and the Trailblazers, Paul Allen owned them for years and years and years. And if I ever hear people saying, "You can't own two sports things, that's a conflict of interest." No, because one was basketball and one was football. There's no conflict.
Exactly.
I mean, if he owned two football teams or two basketball teams, that would be a conflict of interest.
Right.
And I really think that...
especially with the distance between Portland and Seattle, but I understand what this owner is doing.
And I really think also
But now, depending on how long this virus is... I'm sorry. Depending on how long this virus
I know,
is...
I really... really think, Bobby, that Mark Cuban...
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Hold on, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I think our guest is here now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to put you guys on hold. Okay. Daytime After Dark welcomes. Renee Lawless, he's been on and Chris Lee, I probably said it wrong, and they have it, have not, so let's welcome her.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I looked at my clock all wrong. I'm like, oh, no, I'm missing it. No.
I know, it's okay. It's okay. Stuff happens. You know, everyone
is
home.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. It's crazy out here right now. And I glanced, I went, okay, my alarm didn't go, everything. Oh, many apologies to you. Many apologies.
Oh, God, please do not apologize. No, we are just happy to have you on. And,
oh, it's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. And, you know, you have done so many different shows and different things in your career. And, you know, my best friend, who's my co-host, my second mom, who is on the line today, loves you in the habit has not. So when I finally got, when we got you on, you know, it scored points with me. So, you know, anything that helps. And yeah, and so you were on, and Sissy, or am I saying that right? So you're on that TV show too, right?
I lost the last thing. I'm sorry you broke up on me. Can you repeat that question? I apologize.
Oh, yeah. So you're on and Sissy, or Christy, or
yes.
So you're on that
yes.
show.
Yes, Aunt Sissy, that is a web series. We haven't, it's being marketed. It hasn't been picked up by anybody, but it's something that we are hope goes somewhere. We filmed it last fall, and it's based on the 1960s drama called Family Affair. Kathy Barber played Sissy on that show as a teenager, and now she's grown up. And it's kind of a little bit of a continuation of that story with a spin, not really, but just a little bit, kind of a Golden Girls type spin on it. And yes, we're hoping to see where it's going to take us. And yeah, absolutely.
And so right now, because of this whole virus thing, you cannot tape anything, correct? I mean, everything is closed down for you right now, correct?
Correct. Not only is filming shut down, any possibility of filming, and even more than that, I can't even audition for anything. I mean, we're kind of at a standstill, and the silver lining about all of it is that because everything is shut down, I'm not like waiting by the phone, so I'm allowed to kind of get stuff done at home. I'm able to concentrate on other things. Yeah,
well,
I've been
and
doing
you can
a lot
kiss.
Of cleaning.
Well, I've been, you know, this is my time to clean out my table. I mean, but you were also on a movie called Bad Frank. What was that about?
Bad Frank. If Loving You Is Wrong, the other Tyler Perry series on OWN, the young woman who plays Alex, her real name is Amanda, her husband and a group of people wrote this show called Bad Frank, a movie. And it was done very successfully in a lot of film festivals. And they asked me to play a very small part, but it was a lovely, it's a very small part at the end, and you don't even really see me. It's just my voice. But I really, really, really liked the project. And I, about a year and a half ago, I did another short film called They Came and Left. And we had been in the past 4 or 5 months, every single film festival that it's been entered in, we've been either winning Best Director, Best Picture, we got Best Acting Ensemble, and I just won Best Actress from the Creation International Film Festival for that project. And it's been an amazing thing. Sadly, it's a short, and you can only really see it in festivals. You can't really go to the theater and see it.
Well, it's kind of good now that, like, in the olden days, like, not olden days, but 10 years ago, even we had to wait like ideal for things from the movie theater to VHSs, but now DVDs to come out like a year, and now they come out so much quicker. So, you know, if you miss it in the movie, people, you can see it when, you know, it finally comes to, you know, your DVD, and you finally
right.
can catch it on at home. And
right, and
I think
more
that's,
so even with Netflix and Hulu and all that, it's easier to see
exactly.
things. Exactly,
yeah. And you were on Heavens to Betty, but did the pilot ever make it?
No, it was literally, I got my SAG card from that. That was done in the, that was done actually, that is what catapulted me to getting to New York City in the early 90s. I was living in Orlando. I was working at Walt Disney World, but still actively, you know, taking classes and stuff. And that show came out with Dolly Parton. And it was filming in Orlando. And I went in to audition for literally a two-word part. I was supposed to say, no, thank you, or something like that. And they liked me so much, they gave me this other part. And I was cast. And I got my SAG card. And I showed up. And like it happens in this business, just before we went to air, to print, they had to do some re-edits, and I ended up on the editing room floor. I never even really got to shoot it. So, but they were going to bring me back. Well, it just so happens, I think they shot about 9 episodes, and then there was production issues, and the whole project just went a flop. It never aired. It never went anywhere. But about 2 years later, Dolly Parton made a movie about the same theme. So it's never going to air. It's something that you'll never see, sadly. But it was the beginning of opened a lot of doors for me in that it got my Screen Actors card, and like about a month later, I moved to New York City, and the rest is history. Thank goodness I got my SAG card with that, and it doesn't matter if you make it on air or not. If you get signed a contract, you're in. You know.
Well, you know, and that's great, and. How would Dolly Parton, because I love her. I see Timeless seems great, seems really great for any of the generations. And I mean, I totally loved her in Steel Magnolia. See, was,
oh.
I can see that movie like 7,000 times. So, yeah.
You know, I think now she's finally being. People that have grown up with Dolly Parton, like myself, from when she was back in black and white on the Porter Wagner show, people who have grown up with Dolly Parton, right, and have always liked her like us, we have learned to appreciate her talent, especially her gift for writing. The young people just know her as singing Jolene or I Will Always Love You or Pick Something. They don't realize how much she has written and how immensely talented she is. You know, a lot of people.
Exactly. I mean.
Nobody has. I don't think the young people of today have any inkling the level of talent that she has.
Well, I just think everything she's done is amazing. And I totally love her. And now I'm just, you got to work with her because I love Dolly Parton. And what was it like to be on the Tyler Perry show? Because I know Tyler Perry created, the Have and Have Nots. So what's Tyler Perry like? Because he's cute. So, yeah. Really cute.
He is, you know, he's a nice looking man. He's a nice looking. I'm one of those people.
Uh-huh.
I like him with, I mean, I don't mind him with a scruffy beard. I think he looks better either clean shaven or scruffy, but I don't like the beard he wears
sometimes.
Thank you. But I, you know, it's probably, but you know, I don't look at him. I don't look at him that way. I look at him as a brilliant man and a humanitarian and my boss. So I don't really look at him as, oh, he's cute. Oh, he's handsome.
Well,
but he is cute, handsome. You can't deny that. You know?
I can do that for you, Benet. I would take him because I just love the guy and everything he's been through. And you know, to make this empire as he has. And he's been just helping a lot of actors and actresses to get on TV. And I think that's a really good thing for him.
Yes, he has.
You know, to be
countless doors for people. Countless doors, yes.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I want to bring on, let's see who I could, who do I, like, want to be, bring on first? Okay, David, I'm bringing you on first.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, David
Hi, Renee,
is
how you
on
doing?
The line.
Hi, David, how are you? Okay.
I'm doing good. I got to tell
good.
You before, I love Headband Knots. I think it's a great show. You are great in it. So great. You play Catherine Cryer
so much.
Very well. Very well.
You know what? I am grateful for this job. I'm grateful for the opportunities, and I'm grateful for the privilege to play this role and to do this for so long. But I'm even more grateful to the fans that have stuck with us and has not abandoned us and has encouraged us and has kept us going for as long as we have. I'm very grateful to all of you for that.
Yeah. I got a question. What was I shooting at season finale? The mid-season finale, what was I shooting at? Like, you know, why it died, I guess. What was I shooting at mid-season finale?
Well, I can't tell you.
I know you can't tell. You can get the details.
I can't tell you if Wyatt... I can. The only thing I can tell you is that Catherine is still in jail. And that we leave her screaming after... We do not know the fate of Wyatt, and I can't really say anything about that.
Yeah, I know,
but,
yeah.
Yeah,
however,
we don't want to get fired. Yeah,
well,
I don't want to get fired because of us.
However, I can say that you're going, what I can tell you is that you're going to see just how smart and just how tolerant Hannah is going to become.
Wow.
In that she has been given this responsibility of power of attorney. And she's not stupid. And, you know, there are going to be people obviously going to try to take advantage of her, but she, you're going to see her strength. I mean, we know she's a strong woman, but she's really going to show a lot of that.
Awesome. Also, everybody ever going to see you sing on the show again? I know you sung one time on the show, one time with Hannah.
No, I'm not. So far, there's really no place for Catherine to sing. That's not to say that down the road, but I can tell you she's not singing anytime soon. So you won't be seeing that on the Have and Have Nots. But you know what? With what's going on, I was supposed to do a concert actually Monday in Florida, and we've had to cancel that. So I'm not even, Renee's not singing anywhere anytime soon except my own house. Maybe I'll have to do a Instagram thing where I'm singing or something.
you have a great voice. At that time, you sang your hand.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you.
And what's John Snyder like?
John is, you know what, he's got a lot of the same kind of quick wit and the quickness that Jim has, John has, but John isn't as big of a jerk as Jim is.
Yeah, he's great.
John's a little more compassionate and caring than Jim is, I can tell you. But he's lovely, and he's a hard worker, and he knows his stuff, and he... From the very beginning, John and I hit it off. We hit it off when we were auditioning. And I think that's what's helped our relationship on camera is how good we've been friends off camera. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to be shooting a film with him in 2 weeks, and I've had to back out of that because I can't fly. So it's just been a lot of stuff.
Oh, you could drive.
Not to Louisiana, baby. I don't love him that much.
Well.
No, I love him a lot, but he's hiring. It's a small part. He's going to do it locally. It's okay. He's got, you know, something else better will come down the road. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, my last question is, what is like Hannah like with Hannah? Anna.
Well, I literally, Crystal Fox just texted me this morning. I adore that woman so much. I actually am very close with all the people on cast, especially the women, and I'm really close to Angela Robinson, who plays Veronica. She and I text talk several times a week. We spoke yesterday, as a matter of fact. And then this morning, Crystal and I another person that I hit it off with at the audition as well. We connected, we clicked instantaneously, and we have supported one another. I've been very supportive in her, you know, Grace Under Fire, as well as the new film Burden, which is excellent. And I think the fact that we love each other so much off camera really comes out on how much we love each other on camera.
Yeah, I agree.
I think because I love Angela Robinson so much off camera, we are able to have so much fun hating each other on camera. You know what I'm saying?
So it's
kind of a twofold, but Crystal Fox is an incredible human being, and it's a pleasure to do scenes with her. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of questions, but I had other people talk to you because I got many, but thanks for coming on.
You can keep asking questions. You keep asking questions. I'm the one that was late. You keep asking questions.
Well, I have a lot of questions. I want to get other people to ask questions. Because they got more questions than I do. But thanks for coming on.
Thank you, and I please accept my humblest apologies for my delay. That is on me. So you can have me back on again anytime, and I promise. I totally looked at my thing wrong, and it's my fault. And I please forgive me.
And you know, but this whole people staying home, I think people are forgetting what day is and everything. So don't worry about it. And David,
I had notes everywhere, and I had it on my calendar. And I got busy doing something, and I glanced at the clock, and I just looked at it wrong. And it's my fault, and I apologize.
No problem. We love to have you back.
Don't worry about it. David, I'm going to let Bobby on. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing tonight, Renee?
Hello, who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
Bobby.
Bobby, hi Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I just have a lot of questions. First, just basically with the show. First, what's it like to work with Tyler Perry? Because he's a busy guy, because he has a kids show on Nickelodeon now, out now, in addition to the shows on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Right. Well, he's a lot busier now because he did the whole thing with Viacom and now working with BET, which owns so much and stuff like that, and Viacom owns so many networks. So he's a lot busier now than when he was when we first started. That being said, he's always given us 100% of his attention and 100% of his time. And working with him has been an incredible learning experience. I have learned more from him in the past few years, just being on set with him and watching his work ethic, watching his creativity, watching his patience. I feel I can call him friend. I mean, he's still at the end of the day my boss, but he is a wonderful human being, an incredible humanitarian, and I will say this, that we've shot 8 seasons already. We're airing 7. We've already shot season 8. And I have to say that that first day on set, I still show up and I kind of feel like a deer in headlights. I still kind of have to pinch myself. It's, oh my goodness, you're working with Tyler Perry. Even now.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah. Was there ever an awkward moment where you thought, I just hope he doesn't bring Madea to the set any other day, because I figure if he brought Madea to the set, it would be like you having a talk with your grandma sometimes.
Madea, I don't think is ever going to show up on the Have and Have Not, or she'd probably raise whole holy hell. But there have been one or two times that I thought it would be cute, but no. It's not gonna happen.
I mean, I don't think. I mean, I can understand with the past comedy shows, Meet the Browns, and the other six
sitcoms he did that aired on TBS that are now airing reruns on BET. I can understand him bringing Madea on back right there, but I definitely don't think with the serious shows on the Oprah Winfrey Channel that he would do that.
No, but behind the scenes, he still has a lot of, you know, he's all seriousness because we have serious subject matter. There are moments of levity. So there are moments that, you know, that things might be happening funny on set that we laugh. So please don't get me wrong, but as far as on screen, no, it wouldn't happen, no.
Yeah, I know. And I want to ask you, what it was like to work with Tiki Sumter for a while, who is now on Mix It?
Right,
it was like working
with
her because she came from One Life to Live, and she had done great in the Ride Along movies.
Right, well, Tika is now my friend as well. She lives not too far from my house, and I've decorated her home the past 2 years for Christmas. So we're very good friends as well, and we had a lot more scenes together early on. We really haven't had that many scenes. Gosh, we haven't had a scene together in a while. But I think the last time we had a scene together was when we met in the hallway at the hotel. And before that, we hadn't had a scene together. I don't think we had a scene together since before the Cryer Mansion got burned down. So,
right.
Just because we're not on set together doesn't mean I don't see her, you know, at the studio and behind the scenes, and we go out and party together and
right.
stuff like that. So,
right.
You know,
aside from that, she has movies and she has the show Mix This on ABC to do as well.
Right. Well, now she's just now doing it, but not when we were shooting, she wasn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just now come up. I mean, she started shooting at, well, actually she started shooting it when we were shooting season 7, I think. But, so she's a very busy woman,
right.
but she still makes time for us, you know, and it's great.
Right. Well, if they ever reboot One Life to Live and they ever ask, her character, Leia, to come back to One Life Live for this new reboot, and then she definitely might be available for that on a recurring basis versus full-time.
Right.
Because of
I'm not
the,
so sure
show.
She would go back to soap opera life. I think she's gone back. I think she's left that world behind, but you never
yeah.
know. I'm not sure. She,
yeah.
I can't speak
but,
for that. I can't speak for that.
But that's all I have, and I'll let Maggie talk to you. To you and
oh,
have
yeah,
a great night
course.
and stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you so much. I'm working very hard with that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All
right.
Renee, I have a question before I bring on my BFF. But okay, John Snyder is on How They Have Nots, correct?
Yes.
You know, from Jigsaw Hazard. Okay. You know, if you just bump into him and casually mention also and casually mention how much fun you had on it and casually say that I'm one of his biggest fans that I want to interview him, I would love it. I mean, I love him.
Well, when I speak to him again, which I, you know, it's going to be, we got a lot of mess going on right now, but as soon as we can, now I will mention it to him when I see him. Absolutely. Absolutely. I won't be
perfect. And Maggie, you, perfect. Well, and Maggie, you're on.
Hi, I'm going to call you Catherine.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Who am I talking to now? Who am I talking to?
Maggie. Dolphin.
Oh, hi,
I'm
Maggie.
Your fan.
How are
you? Thrilled, elated. You're one of my dream people to talk to. I've always wanted to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness. That's so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, this is great. I mean, I love Catherine. I really, really do. But you know, you look really great in orange, even though I don't like the color.
The only thing I don't like about it, being a Tennessee person, I wish it was more Tennessee orange. It's more of a Texas orange. And I go, really, we
yeah.
could have, like, you know, neon to this up a little bit, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I will say one thing. It was very comfortable. It was nice to not have to sitting here and makeup for hours. It's very comfortable.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I just love the show. I totally do. And when your daughter, died, I mean, this, how Catherine, you weather every storm, besides you got a lousy husband. Or ex-husband.
What'd you say? What?
Your ex-husband, husband, whatever you want to call him.
Yes.
This is Catherine's house. This is her history. This is her family, you idiot.
Oh, my goodness.
I love those things. I really do. I'm glad you know. And Crystal, I love her. And maybe kind of mention that maybe you can ask Crystal if she'd like to kind of join us on the show, too.
Oh, you know what? I don't mind mentioning it to everybody, but what they're going to tell me is that I will probably have them reach out through their publicist or their people. But, you know, if people have no problem, you know, if their schedules permit, they have no problem. And I don't have any problem mentioning this at all. That's fine.
Great. Oh, I love Catherine. I have from day one. So you've been through everything. And
thank you. I guess you have, haven't you?
Yes, he has.
I don't think anybody on that show, I mean, Crystal has to, I mean, I think Hannah has to a degree as far as whatever, you know, what
right.
Benny's gone through. But Catherine's gone through it. Now, people could say, yeah, but she's rich. And I said, it doesn't make the pain any less.
No. It
doesn't,
you've been through.
It doesn't matter if you have money or if you're poor. Pain is pain. You know?
Yes. And you've had a lot of pain. Well,
I had a lot of pain.
They should put your name list as Catherine Payne.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. But I love it. And it's so great how you hid in the bathtub, thank God.
You know, it's a funny story. When we had me floating in the tub. Now, I didn't fall in the tub. That was a stunt double. And he was going to bring the stunt double on to do the floating. And I said, no, I can do it. And he was worried I was going to get my hair and makeup messed up. And I said, well, the next scene, I've got to have wet hair and messy makeup. So it doesn't really
matter.
So they let me do it. And so we kept shooting it several times. And he kept saying, are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I can swim in 2 feet of water. I'm good. He was very caring and very concerned about my well-being during shooting that. He really was. It was great.
Oh, very good. Because I really, when I'm watching it, I said, no, that's Catherine. She would do this, definitely.
Yes, this part. Absolutely. I would do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love the show. I really do. I want to kick your husband, though.
Everybody wants to slap my husband.
Oh. I guess there's a long line.
Even I want to slap my husband.
He deserves it, really, what he's done to you. Yes.
Exactly. Well, you know, he's a very, I mean, there's sadly, there are men out there like that. We call them dogs.
Yes. Thank you. That's a very good word. Okay.
So we call them dogs, but you know what? There are men out there like that, and it's sad but true, you know. So
It looks real. I mean, you really. I get very emotional when I watch the show, and I go,
I know, and it does look real. People are very surprised that we're all friends.
Yeah,
we're all
you
very good friends. Oh my goodness, Angela Robinson is one of my closest friends. I adore, really one of my closest. And she's so not that person in real life. I mean, Angela and Veronica are two completely different people.
Bipolar.
It's almost scary. They're so different. I keep going, how do you? That is scary.
She is hysterical, though. I mean, she really is. Yes.
Yeah, to me, her crazy has gotten to the point of funny. I think we're like the meanness and the crazy has just gone to the point. What what crazy thing are you going to do today? What crazy thing is going to come out of your mouth today, you know?
Exactly. That's why I said the truth. And then when her son stabbed her with the ice.
The paring knife, yeah, yeah.
And it was her boob. And
I know.
You hit your mother? And then I find that out and go, okay, you didn't hurt his mother. But I love the whole semester. But Catherine's my favorite. I have to tell you that.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. People thought I was dead. I was telling you, please tell Mr. Perry you don't want to kill me off. Please don't tell me. Don't kill me off.
No. And I'm one of those half people that keep tweeting after the show, and it's exciting every time it's on. I mean, most shows that are on for a while, they kind of get they drag here and there. But not here. Mm-hmm. We have not. They're always got you popping.
Thank you. Yeah, we always got something up our sleeves, don't we? I know. And we brought on some new great characters, too, so it's been nice.
I'm glad they asked about Medea. I really can't picture Medea showing up on Hans. I really can't.
No, I think that Medea would kill a lot of people. Her and Veronica would have to go toe to toe. That would be interesting.
I think she'd slap Candace and she'd
shoot Jim, but I think she'd put toe to toe with Veronica. You know.
Yeah, so. That part would be fun.
Right.
So I'm thrilled, and I hope for God willing this gets over with, and my story's all comes if you come back and go on for many more.
Oh
years.
Yes, you have to come back on the show, because
if you don't,
Megan's your biggest fan, and since I'm her adopted daughter here, I will never hear the end of it. So
no,
you know, just to keep the mother daughter strong bond that we have. You need to come back to see. He talks about you all the time.
I will have to come back.
So.
Absolutely.
And you never have to apologize for anything. We love you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on. And please come on again. And David, Bobby, and I, and Maggie, totally love you, and just, you know, keep it. If you get any more new work, let us know after the virus gets done, if it ever gets done.
Exactly. When everything's done and we move back to life as normal, we will have a completely different conversation, I can assure you. So.
I think it's crazy. It's crazy. I haven't been to Target in 2 weeks. And Maggie knows how much I love Target. So thank God for Amazon or I would have been going crazy.
Well, yeah, our Target is still open so far, but we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's lines out here for
thank
grocery
you
stores.
So much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, and I will come back. Okay? Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh,
have
sorry.
A great weekend.
You too.
Would
you
please
you
do the thing? Okay. Instagram.
What am I
going to
do?
User.
Oh, I will. It won't be today.
Mm-hmm. No. Whenever.
But I will do it. I will do it. I promise you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very, very
thank
much.
You.
I appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, honey. You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Catherine.
And I was serious. I did not want to screw up the mother-daughter bond that you and I have. With I know
hello?
Anything would, but hey, anything to get a star back, I will do for you.
Thank
you.
You
know,
very,
there's
very
nothing
nice. I love this series.
I wouldn't do for
totally.
You. You know that. David, Bobby, you did a great job.
Yeah. Can't believe we talked to Catherine Cryer. Go ahead and can't believe we did talk to her. Yay.
And
Maggie. Also,
Polly, can you hear me?
Yes. Real quiet. I can hardly hear you.
Question, who do we have next week?
Okay, Kevin Brief.
Oh, my sexy little coming back, okay.
And then we got Karen Dora from Life It Is. She's going to talk about her book and Life and Tina Roberts. She had to promote her book and talk about Life It Is on Thursday. It's our time, Bobby. Both shows.
Now you said Andrea Evans for Thursday?
Oh, she's coming next month, April 21st.
Oh, okay. I thought Karen you were talking about this month. Cause, well, I would love to ask her as far as what it was like to work with the late Roscoe Bourne, even though I know it would be great to just get back Melissa Archer to talk more about that because she had a little bit more airtime during the whole Natalie and Mitch storyline that lasted for about 2 years from 2002 to 2004, if I remember correctly.
Right, it was.
Yeah.
Thank JC for getting Renee on there. Thank JC for getting Renee on there.
Everyone stay safe this weekend, and don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm probably just going to order from the Dunkin' app on Sunday morning some breakfast, but and then pick it up at Dunkin' through the drive-thru. But other than that, I'm not doing anything in general other than going to the bank to pick up my unemployment check that they're going to be sending me out every 2 weeks until then this crisis take care of itself and just get groceries with that.
Also, just relax and don't do anything crazy. And
I'm not going crazy during this whole time. I'm just saying.
I feel like doing something crazy, but someone keeps talking me out of it.
No.
I wonder who that could be.
No.
All I'm saying is, if this thing isn't over with by July, we're going to end up looking like the cast of The Walking Dead.
And David, before we go, now you understand, now that I mentioned it on air, that the only person I listen to in my life is Maggie. Okay? My mom has to call Maggie sometimes to give me a good stuff. Why, Maggie?
Sometimes, but
things they talk about were inappropriate. Not good. It was inappropriate. He didn't talk about it. That's all I was saying.
When you tell me, okay, David, when you tell me something, maybe we'll attest to this. When you tell me not to do something, maybe that doesn't make me want to do.
Yeah, I want to do it all the more. Except when I say,
You didn't bring it up.
I was coughing too bad, otherwise I was going to not talk about
this
when we were on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
I liked him as an actor, and I didn't want anything, you know.
So, yes.
No, don't bring anything up.
So, just remember, you two, if you ever not want me to say anything or do anything, Maggie's the only way in. So you just better hope that Maggie cheerful with all the youth people. People are gonna really be screwed. That's the word I can use, buddy. We will be back next week. And I just wanna say Kelsey Ballerini CD came out today. And Dylan is at my parents' house.
I got it from Amazon. I have to wait one more night. But the CD has arrived. Okay, all we need now to make the world go great is April 7th. Bye, Maggie.
Oh, my God. Yes, I can't wait. I'm bright.
You don't know what April 7th is?
He's reading the book.
Maureen Bernard's book is out, right?
Nothing general about it.
Yes, and Maggie bought two copies. I bought one. I offered by Maggie three copies if I didn't have to do my MRI, but didn't work.
No, you had to do the MRI. Very important.
I'm going to wait for Melanie Thomas Scott's book to come out because I'm interested in finding out what she has done and why she's been on Young and Restless for many years. And I only wish that we could only get her on as a guest on the show because it would be great to just talk to her.
Funny. She works for Sony, you know, right? So maybe that would work. Let's work on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you got an assignment, David, to try to track her down and just try to get her on the show.
Are you listening, David?
And just remember that Carly's the queen. No, maybe the queen, I'm the princess. I kind of want to be the princess. And, you know, you guys, you two just have to listen to us.
It's kind of a long
I'm serious. Maggie, would you tell them I'm serious?
It's a woman's world.
I'm serious about this.
About around it.
What?
But I am so thrilled with Renee on tonight. Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm so excited.
Okay, yeah, but thank JC. She the one who got her on there for us. She the one with y'all.
If Von Snyder does come on, okay, I'm sorry. I'm calling Dibs right now.
I loved him.
No, I loved him. Since Dukes of Hazzard. Okay? It was one of my grandfather's and my favorite show of us together beside Dallas. So, if I got Zon Snyder on, it would kind of be a gift from heaven for my grandfather because his name was also Zon and he loved the Dukes of Hazzard. So, I oh, God, no. Okay. That song can get stuck in your head, people. Okay? That song from Dukes of Hazzard, you listen to it once, it's in your head. So don't even start singing it tonight, or whoever starts singing will be banned from the next show, except Mom.
Oh, see? You didn't hear me singing, though.
Well, if it weren't for that shooting in Charleston, I think the show would have still been on the air if nobody had brought up the R word about the flag and the shooting at that church in Charleston. As far as being in reruns go.
No, we won't be in reruns with General Hospital for 2 months if the thing comes, if the thing is still going on. We will be, what's the word I'm saying, Maggie? They 7 weeks are in the can, 6 months are in the can with Dave's, 4 weeks are in the can with Bode and Ryan, no, 6 weeks. So we should be okay for a while. And
Is the price is right and what's the deal on that because there's some reruns.
Bobby, you're interrupting the princess.
Sorry.
Now you can refer to me as the princess. No, I just want to commend the Country Music Awards, even though I'm going to miss them, but they will be back in September for canceling them. I want to applaud the Daytime Emmys for canceling them. I just want to applaud them.
I want to applaud Las Vegas for setting down, which they've never done before. And I want to applaud, you know, like the Catholic Mass and everything for closing down. And if you miss Mass, you will not go to hell. Do not worry about that.
No, it's fine. The Pope says it's okay.
Yeah, I already had to cancel Easter service because then having to spend time with my family for Easter because of this whole thing. So hopefully, at least Memorial Day, close to my birthday time, I can spend some more time with them.
Well, we have actually in our family canceled our Easter plans just because my niece and my nephew and my brother-in-law got the flu, but they didn't have the virus, thank God. But we are not taking any chances. And since you can only be in a room with 10 people, our family is more than 10 people. So we have to forgo it this year. So I wonder if my mom will still make my double egg though. But we will be back on next week.
Tuesday.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye,
guys. Bye,
bye, Maggie. Bye, Carly.
Stay safe, you Maurice. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.